Food has long been wielded as a form of power, a potent means of commending or condemning, of flaunting extravagance and displaying largesse. Ancient Roman history is replete with tales of excess, feasts as the stage for vanity and vengeance. Like the notorious emperor Elagabalus, whose legendary spreads were spiked with sadistic surprises. At the end of a lavish meal that might include nightingale tongues, parrot heads, and peacock brains, you could be escorted to a guest room for the night, only to find a tiger inside, ready to devour you. Every century and every territory has its fables of exorbitance. The Manchu Han Imperial Feast, hosted by Kangxi, the fourth emperor of the Qing dynasty, where 108 courses were served to more than 2,500 guests. The 100-dish spreads laid out regularly at the behest of the Mughal Emperor Akbar. The 50-course banquet that marked the wedding of Marie de' Medici to Henry IV, King of France, in Florence at the turn of the 17th century. The night in 1817, when the future George IV of England held a dinner in honour of the visiting Grand Duke Nicholas of Russia, where 127 dishes prepared by Marie-Antoine Carême, then the greatest and most expensive chef in the world, were served. The 18 tons of food flown to Persepolis in 1971 for a three-day celebration, apparently the most expensive party ever, held by the Shah of Iran to mark his country's 2,500th anniversary. Such occasions hint that excessive hospitality can be a form of hidden hostility, feasting as a friendly warning of the host's means and power. While some have been subjected to extravagance, food has also always been punitively withheld from others, sometimes on an enormous scale and with horrific consequences. Since grain became a free market commodity in the 19th century, profit has often been prioritized over humanitarian protection. In his book, Late Victorian Holocausts, the historian Mike Davis describes the extreme weather fluctuations in the last quarter of the 19th century that led to severe drought and monsoons in parts of the global south, including China, Brazil, Egypt, and India. Davis shows how colonial administrations exploited these natural disasters to trigger and exacerbate famines that led to mass deaths, which weakened the affected lands and therefore strengthened foreign control. When drought hit the Deccan Plateau,